welcome East Coast Audio listeners. Welcome back to another edition of the East Coast Audio Show. We're here with you today with an Impact recap for Thanksgiving Thursday, 27th of November, 2008. I'm Travis Bryan, here with my man, Bardre Purnell. We're going to bring this thing to you. Ready to do this, Dre?
I'm ready in one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's Thanksgiving, and I give thanks for having you as a partner.
Word. I give thanks for the East Coast listeners, all like 6 to 8 of them. New Bob Dole.
New Bob Dole and the Heavy. I think Chris Bailey's one of them.
Bailey? Somebody from Cardiff, Wales?
Ray? A Ray?
Would not listen. A Ray don't listen to us. Does he?
Oh, Ray,
he does. That's right, because I was looking for him at 6. And I was like, man, at least he listens.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah. Ray? Oh, yo. I'm thankful for them. Hey, oh,
whoever we ain't forgot.
Wade Keller, thankful for the boss, man.
Really?
For putting us on and putting up with us for almost, we've been on for what, 5 months now? Like July, 4 or 5 months? So, thanks to Pat McNeil for finally learning your name.
Appreciate it, Pat.
You know, everybody.
Whoever we forgot, you know, I think we named 4 of our 6 fans. The other 2, we love y'all just as much.
Indeed. So, Impact tonight. Turkey Bowl hype starts off the show, you know, with the graphics and the football, the sports theme, you know. you know, same, pretty much, I think, the same formula they had, format they had for last year. They do the standard TNA opening. Then the newly named Frontline came to the ring. AJ Joe, Rhino is with them apparently now. OGB, Creed, Lethal, and the Motor City Machine Guns. What they have to talk about? Oh, Rhino! Rhino said he this didn't get any more play for the rest of the show, but I noticed. When Rhino said he took it upon himself to name the group Frontline, Joe walked away, like, from the little cluster they were standing in and went and stood on the ropes and kind of looked out into the crowd like, are you serious? Who is this guy coming in the group?
He's as every right to, because this guy begging, I mean, you know, fell into a main event match in a pay-per-view. And I just don't like Rhino being a
fucking
man. He didn't
fall into it. He got beat into it. Because Kurt decided to grace him with his fists and boots. Now all of a sudden he's, on pay-per-view.
And I just, and this him being the head of the front line, let alone, not the head, but he seems like this week he was
really
the lead person talking.
This show was all about getting Rhino over. I mean,
how many segments
did the guy had? Like 4?
Yeah. Did it work with you?
No.
Whole point of Rhino, and this is the thing about
Rhino could swing. Rhino could swing from the rafters and save a school bus full of burning school bus full of kindergartners, and he'd still just be Rhino. I wouldn't like care about him. Or he could shove like an old lady down the steps into like a pool of crocodiles or something, and I could still wouldn't want to boo him anymore. I'd just be like, go away. So.
That part sucked for me because, you know, he is like somebody, like, who is he to name them the front line, first of all? So I kind of, I didn't see that little mannerism by Joe, or that little, you know, action.
Right, so quick, and then they didn't even play it up at the time or even later. So, but during the promo, he actually tried, he mentioned ECW, but not by name, which I thought was okay, but later on, Bubba kind of just obliterated. Goodness. So he just basically talked about he was willing to go to war and fight and die for them and for the front line.
Bullshit.
Say what?
We say bullshit, basically.
I mean, it's all just rah-rah, Frontline, TNA. It just was good that he only had to hear TNA Originals once on this show, and that was before, at the very beginning.
And I feel you, and I understand where you're coming from, but just because Rhino took it upon himself to take credit for that name, I missed the TNA Originals already. I just, the Frontline.
Nah, Frontline is a hot name, and I like the graphic they got, the design for the name, and I liked it when they showed MEM, Main Event Mafia, or, you know, Frontline, like, on the same graphic, on the screen at the same time. So, but the crowd was, you know, into the promo. It was just, you know, he still was his typical Rhino most of his time. Most of his stuff, he was yelling. A little calmer, but yelling nonetheless.
Go.
There was some questionable camera action when he went to the crowd, and then he did his rah-rah stuff. This is what I'm talking about. And then when he got left to come back into the ring, he was back in the ring literally like in 2 seconds. Like they jumped, cut, and like it was just unbelievable. I mean, it was just wow. Well, one of those moments where you're just like, oh, the hell?
I kind of shut it out when he went into the crowd anyway, like, begging for the pop, you know, begging for them to take their side, and I didn't hear you! And then he wastes a good minute, 2 minutes, going out to the crowd.
You didn't hear them because they don't particularly want to gear for you or get behind you.
No, it's like, they're fighting for one thing, but they're wording it a different way, which kind of bothers me.